Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending February 28th. In millions of bushels, the numbers look like this. For wheat, this year 15.9, next year 2.7. Corn this year 25.5, next year 2.5. And soybeans this year 7.4, and next year 0.1. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to weaker today amid adequate supplies. Terminals are called steady to lower with tops from $33 to $37. Peoria called steady to weak today with a top price of $33. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, March 5th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,277. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $43.75 to $52.50. The weighted average was $50.91, a loss of 86 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36.40 to $42.75, and the weighted average was $41.21. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,081, the base price range $44 to $55.07, the weighted average $52.96. A loss of 94 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $29.74 to $41.74, and the weighted average was $39.94. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, yet again, we're going to talk about a winter storm across portions of the U.S., and you know, this is the time of year we should be talking about the warming conditions and the preparations for field work, but it looks like that's going to be put on hold a little bit longer as another winter storm cranking up and moving from the southern plains towards the Ohio River Valley and towards the central Great Lakes, and it could bring some significant precipitation. It will also reinforce the cool conditions across the area. Generally, the snow will and sleet and freezing rain will move from the lower Midwest through the southeastern tip of Missouri to western Ohio late tonight and into Saturday. Heavy snowfall is expected in portions of Ohio. Ohio was hit hard with that last storm that rolled through. They had some heavy rain, some flooding. In fact, some locations with icing that still has power out. And they are looking at snow totals that could exceed 12 inches with the cold air across the upper Midwest and the moisture streaming up from the origins of the storm system and then tapping into a little Gulf moisture. Again, situations for the Ohio River Valley, southern Indiana. Well, we could see a resumption of more flooding there. Snowfall outside of the heaviest bands will be anywhere from 2 to 6 inches with local amounts of around 8 inches. Now, once this system moves through, it does look like we're going to get a few days of mostly dry weather that will start to help some of the rivers and streams in the region start to lower down. But again, very wet conditions across the Great Lakes and the upper Midwest to basically the eastern half of the Corn Belt, looking at pretty wet situations. The Delta in the southeast, they had dry weather yesterday, but again, this storm system will be grazing at least the southern states or the northern portion of the southern states. Winter storm will bring widespread precipitation to the Delta tonight into Friday and southeastern states through Saturday. Heavy snow likely from portions of the northern Delta, with far northern areas expecting 2 to 6 inches of snow. Precipitation will be rain, mostly rain elsewhere. Heavy rain will cause some flooding in western Florida's panhandle, extreme southeastern Alabama through portions of eastern North Carolina. 1 to 2 and some locally 3-inch rain amounts are expected. Moisture totals for the northern delta, Virginia, and the western Carolinas, generally looking at a quarter to three quarters of an inch, while some southern delta areas in through northern Georgia could pick up a tenth to a half inch of rain. In areas that are in the growing situation right now, South America, South Africa, Australia, generally good conditions, favorable conditions for the corn and soybean and summer coarse grains there. Argentina, Brazil, and South Africa will see some rain most often during the coming 10 days with amounts sufficient to support crop needs. Warmer temperatures and rain in China's rapeseed production region will favor new crop development. Rapeseed improvements are likely as long as no weather extremes evolve. India's unirrigated rapeseed, mustard, sorghum crops are still stressed in the absence of significant rain, with production cuts likely. Irrigated production areas are getting enough water to sustain normal production potentials, and the majority of India's crops are irrigated. As far as the U.S. hard red wheat country, again, no meaningful precipitation fell Wednesday or early this morning. However, some light snow had started out in the Texas Panhandle this morning, and it is falling heavy enough to restrict visibilities there, but it does look like the plains precipitation potential will start to evolve. We don't expect to see a whole lot of precipitation, generally less than a quarter inch, with coverage only around 20%. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 1180 and a half, up 15 and a half. Last trade up 16 and three quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 1109, up four. Last trade up 29 and three quarters. July, 1048 and three quarters, up 16. Last trade up 31. December, 1070, up five. Last trade up 33. March corn opened at 561 and three quarters, up four and three quarters. Last trade up five and a half. July, 580 and a half, up one and a half. Last trade up four and a quarter. December, 578 and a quarter, up one. Last trade up three and three quarters. March beans opened at 1496, up five and a half. Last trade up 18 and a half. July, 1522, up two and a half. Last trade up eight and a quarter. November, 1393, up one and a half. Last trade up eight and a half. Take it out to July of 2009, 1413 unchanged. Last trade unchanged. March soybean meal opened at 375.70, down 10. Last trade down 80. March soybean oil opened at 66.90, up 35. Last trade up 13. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
What did you make of export sales this week?
Export sales on the corn just keep right on chugging and looked pretty good again. 25.5 million bushels of old crop, 2.5 million bushels of new crop. Doesn't show much slowdown in the bookings. However, the loadouts at the Gulf and Northwest ports both look like they were a little slower this week. Maybe that'll linger into next week or the week after. But the corn market will be up 2 cents to a nickel based on that strong overnight trade and a real try to take December corn a little closer to $6 all the time.
Is this why July corn is a premium to new crop?
I think so. We've got these exports bookings that just keep right on coming.
Go ahead and look at the soybeans, please.
On the beans, we'll be up 7, maybe as much as 10 cents. Export bookings there were a little bit lighter than expected. China's cut on its export tariff of grains and oil seeds really is the big story here. Good vegetable oil demand in China, also in India. Malaysian palm oil prices were firmer overnight, should spill into the beans.
Is a high in place, a short-term high anyway, for new crop beans?
I think so.
Okay, turn on your attention to the wheat then.
On the wheat, we'll be up 20 or 25 cents. Again, we continue to see fund buying come in, notably both in the old and the new crop, but notably moved into the July this week. Export bookings there were just a hair lighter than expected.
Looks like if you look at the charts that July wants to maybe see what's above 1060. Are you in that camp?
Yeah, I think it probably will try that area. Good support again, just around that $10 area, too.
All right, let's go and look at CME livestock and what's going on there.
On the cattle, we'll be lightly mixed, down 20 to up 20 type thing. The show lists are continuing to lengthen. News yesterday, the JBS Swift would buy Smithfield beef as well as national beef was a big story. Hogs will be down 30 in the nearby, maybe up as much as 50 or 60 in the deferred. Continued bear spreading shows fears of liquidation over the short term.
How is the fact that we're learning this week that large commercials are moving hand to mouth and not accepting bids impact risk management strategies?
It puts all the onus on the producer to go to the futures market if he wants to protect those deferred delivery slots. And right now, I think everybody's pretty gun-shy about the futures.
So I would imagine producers are a little bit on the upset side?
I think they're more than a little bit upset, yes.
Thank you, Ellen. You have a grand day. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call, please, at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.